Sylvain Magan picked me up at Brussels main station, saying he wanted to take me to a building not far from the city. But to his surprise, it's been recently demolished and only the facade remains. And so we drive on. Our next stop is further afield. After about 25 minutes, we end up on a gravel road in the countryside.
We are really in the middle of nowhere in the south of Brussels. We are just at the entrance of an old TB sanatorium, which is abandoned for, I think, 20 years now.
Shall we explore?
Yeah, let's go.
Behind a broken fence looms a large concrete building. We walk down an overgrown path where the trees brush our faces. Civilization feels a long way away.
So it was built before the war, so in 1937, by a famous Belgian architect, because in Belgium you had a lot of coal mines, and if you work like for 10 years in a coal mine, you get tuberculosis. I mean, it's not like 100%, but that was kind of frequent. So there has been a lot of sanatorium built in Belgium during the last century. The coal mine closed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and now that's what we get, abandoned sanatoriums.
The Le Maire Sanitarium is a massive structure, 6 stories high, on a hill overlooking a forest. We're not the first explorers to find this place, though. That you can see by the damage. Every single window has been smashed. There's graffiti on the walls, inside and outside. Pipes have been ripped out of the walls, and chest x-rays are strewn across the floor.
So that's the terrace, so that's where patients were on these long chairs where you can rest, you know. Yeah, again, some pictures where you see like rows of people, a line on this terrace. And it's really nice.
As we walk over the smashed glass, I'm glad I have sturdy shoes on. But this place is pretty safe compared to where other urban explorers have gone before. Magan says he knows a lot of people who have broken limbs when the floor underneath them suddenly collapsed. Some urban explorers have even died. This place is solid concrete, though, and as we make our way to the rooftop, we can see how nature is steadily reclaiming it. There's moss growing on the floor and vines up the walls. Magan's father took him to abandoned factories when he was a child, and he says he never grew out of this fascination for discovering such forgotten spaces.
I'd say the best best part of everything, the best feeling, because yeah, you don't know what's the next room or what you will find like remains of whatever activity that has happened, so that's really the best part. Then I like the idea of seeing what people don't see, and that comes with photography. I like to show the beauty that you can have inside all these abandoned structures or buildings.
Magan posts his photographs on his website for other urban explorers to enjoy. He's part of a growing subculture around the world. For many urban explorers, roaming abandoned buildings and taking photographs is a weekend hobby, but others are more hardcore. They thrive on the challenge of cracking tight security and eluding video surveillance. I wonder if Magan's had any problems with security personnel before.
Yeah, many times, but let's say nothing serious. Well, last weekend we got caught, and I just told them like I was interested in industrial archaeology or whatever. You try to adapt. I mean, if it's security, they are happy to see that you're not smashing stuff or stealing stuff. So most of the time, let's say it goes all right, at least here in Europe. I'm a bit paranoid when I go in the US also.
Magan and other urban explorers say they follow a general code of ethics and don't destroy or damage property along the way. However, that's not to say that getting into factories, churches or old mining tunnels doesn't require a certain degree of agility and creativity. Walking through the silent, shadowy corridors with paint peeling off the walls, it's a strange feeling. The silence is eerie, and I can't help thinking of doomsday films like 28 Days Later or I Am Legend.
We are in a very remote place. It's like nobody has been there since a long time. It's a bit like end of the world feeling, you know, like life has ended. You are a survivor.
The Le Maire Sanitarium has been listed as a monument and is safe from the demolishing ball. But Magan has seen buildings that were not so lucky and feels sad when he sees the damage others have caused.
Sometimes when you came to smaller structures that are not protected and you arrived too late, you feel a bit frustrated. Yeah, because what I like the most into abandoned buildings is showing the natural decay and not graffitis or broken stuff.
McGann appreciates the architecture of the places he goes into and the beauty of the natural decay. While some urban explorers are in it for the adrenaline rush that comes with evading security and climbing into an abandoned factory, for others there's more to this activity than machismo. McGann has been documenting his exploration since 1998 on his website www.forbidden-places.net. He also provides background information about the buildings and original pictures of how these places used to look and what they were used for.
I tried to remember, to document what it has been and, yeah, keep a trace of it.
Many urban explorers, like McGann, see themselves as witnesses or documentarians to a past that is being forgotten or bulldozed. But that's not to say that curiosity hasn't got the better of them. Cinnamon Nippard, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brussels.